Charlon Vidarish and Shalashim Yom Kodim Achad really supposed to prepare for Yom Tov 30 days before. Sukkot, unfortunately, sometimes gets a little bit on the side because of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and everybody's busy and building the Sukkot and getting the Avraminim, that to prepare and to learn about Sukkot. Even over the years, the shiurim that I've given, there are very few shiurim in the tapes on Sukkot because when? When are you supposed to give? When were they supposed to be given? It's usually a time, it's a funny time. And the emphasis that Sukkot is so unbelievably rich with Torah and the hachanas of Sukkot and the halachas of Sukkot, which maybe over the next 3 days we'll be able to do some machshav and some halacha to make some hachanas. But I said last night an important thing, an important insight that's found in the Svarim, that it says the Bnei Sasra brings down that the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur correspond to the 40 Seah in the Mikveh, the 40 Seah in the Mikveh are the 40 days between Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. At that time, the entire period of time is Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. It's a time when Klai Yisrael is titled in the Mikveh. And that's why there are 560 Lugin. In 40 Seah, there are 560 Lugin. 560 Lugin correspond to the 560 hours between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Rosh Yom Kippur, the 560 hours. So it comes out that the last measure of the Lug, the Kasha's up the Mikveh of Klal Yisrael being in a Mikveh during these days of Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. But I really wanted to do it inside last night, but the Bar Mincha was too long, so I was a little nervous. Kidding, I was giving him a hard time. So the Beis Yosef in Ovis HaTumah, in the Rambam, the Ketz of Mishnah, in Ovis HaTumah, Perek Yud Beis, he has a very long hesber there. I once went through with an old harus of mine. We were learning something in Tahara Tumah. So the Kesef Mishnah proves over there that the Tahara of the Mikveh, the Mikveh's purification of the person takes place when the person is on the steps coming out of the Mikveh. He goes through it the same way. It's an interesting thing. The same way, what's matzah? Only that which can become chametz is kosher matzah, right? The only thing that you can make matzah from is something that could theoretically become chametz if it comes into contact with water and the air and so on. That's the only thing that's kosher for matzah. Those meaning that could become chametz. So the Kesef Mishnah has a long hesber in halacha to prove that. The tahara of the mikveh, when does a person have a shein tahor? Not when he's in the mikveh. He brings many rites, which we're not going to go into now. Not when a person's in the water. The tahara of the mikveh takes effect when your foot gets out of the water and you're walking up the steps. That's when the tahara of the mikveh is actually chal. And he proves that with certain things in the mikveh. A person's holding. We're not going to go into right now, but the tahara takes place after the mikveh. So I explained a little bit, I just threw in for a second last night, that I was thinking that the Musa Haskell of that, of course, the Musa Haskell of that is that the question of whether or not, Rosh Hashanah says, Meitshuva Yom Kippur, whether or not one really, really toivels in the 40 days, in the 40 saw, whether a person really, really was affected by Yom Kippur, is not when we're marching around the shul singing. Oh, that's beautiful. Just like when you're in the mikveh, it's the most beautiful thing. And in the mikveh, nobody has any problems with anything. In the mikveh, you're not having any argument with a wife. In the mikveh, you're not yelling at a kid. In the mikveh, there's no television. Thank God, they might have eventually in some places. In the mikveh, there's no paper. In the mikveh, there's no phone. There's no... In the mikveh, a person is mamish naked, and he's there with the Bnei Shalom to Mechai. It's like Yom Kippur, you know, when you Ni'ila Hashem Hulakim, a Jew is completely naked. He's just in the mikveh of Hashem, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, lifnei mi'at mitarm, umi mitahir eschem. He's mamish completely, completely shakua, immersed in Hashem's Baruch's mikveh. But the Kesef Mishnah's Mechadish, the halacha, that that's not the ikka tahara. The tahara of the mikveh is when the person comes out of the mikveh. Then the person, then that's when the tahara halachically takes effect. So then we see that the question of whether or not these 40 days from Shchash El to Yom Kippur, whether or not they actually took effect and they changed the person, we really don't know that by the end of Ne'ilah when we're singing Lashana Haba. We really don't know that. The only way we're going to know that is, how was last night's Marav? How was last night's Kriya Shema Lamita? How are we going to talk to the family today? How are we going to, at work, where are our eyes going to be? What are we going to be saying? That's really the test of whether or not the person's Torah when he comes out of the mikveh, when he leaves the mikveh. And that, this time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which in the Svarim HaKadoshim by the Vaditshva and the other Tzaddikim, this time, these 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot today, which is called Gatz Nomen, which is called Hashem's name. The day of Yom Kippur is called Hashem's name. And every single Jew, I was talking to the children last night about that they shouldn't, I was trying to explain to them that they shouldn't rush benching, that they should bench slowly, and to make their brachas properly. I said that this is the holiest time of the year, if the Klal Yisrael comes out of the mikveh. The whole Klal Yisrael, even Jews that are far from the Russian, right, they may even go on cars, they don't do what, but they were trying to fast and to have a connection to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And the main thing is to try that there should be a Kabbalah Lamaisa. We understand that we're not going to be able to stay in a certain high. It says, if you look in the Kli Yakar, if you have a chance, look in the Kli Yakar, Pashas Vayakal. It says, Vayakal Moshe is Kol Adaz Bnei Yisrael. Right? The beginning of Vayakal, the end of Shmos. Vayakal Moshe is Kol Adaz Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, when did Vayakal take place? Rashi says, Nimochras Yom HaKippur. Vayakal, Pashas Vayakal, was Mimachas Yom HaKippur, was the day after Yom Kippur. Today, God's number. So the Kleyaka explains over there, I myself am glad to see it many years, but I remember that the Kleyaka says over there, Vayakal Moshe, what's Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the Indian, the day after, why after the day after Yom Kippur? So he said, the Kleyaka says there, that Jews, that on Yom Kippur, the whole Yom Nerayim and Yom Kippur, Jews feel so connected one to the other, with the tefillahs and the mechila, and everybody's trying to work things out. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to gather all the Jews. Vayakal Moshe has called us Bnei Yisrael when? The day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur. To tell Klal Yisrael that the Ikir is after Yom Kippur. In the yeshivas, so the Yom Kippur, I was talking to my brother-in-law here yesterday. He, his whole life is davening in yeshivas. He's a real litvak. And I said, we were joking last night, I said, hey Shlomo, you know, the last few minutes I saw your foot tapping. I saw something moving down your foot. I saw it moving a little bit. So he said, yeah, I was trying to hold back. I couldn't. I was trying the whole day. I know, it's like it was involuntary. The foot started to tap at the end, you know. So I said, I told the kid, because it's children, my mom is on fire, my niece and nephew there. So I said, 2 weeks from now we're going to get you back as your slave. No, never. but in the yeshivas, so we were talking, we had a very interesting talk last night. So in the yeshivas we were talking, you know, he grew up in Tells and he saw big people, and his grandfather, his northern brother, was a big Rosh Hashiva. So I asked, this was the first time, you know, he came because the kids wanted him to come, and my nieces wanted to come. So everybody was asking, Lou Shleiman. So he said, it was like an eye-opening thing for him. He never had in his life such a thing. You know, he said that you could actually, this is what he said to me, he knows how to learn too. He said that you can come to the Rebbeinu Shlom like, be a havam, with love and with nigunim. He said, no one ever told me that you can come to the Rebbeinu Shlom in the Gunam and you can. And he said he felt very, very good about it. He said, though, that he misses one thing. And he remembers Rav Gift all of a sudden. And so he was talking about people that aren't alive anymore. So I said, Shlomo, you know, Rav Gift is dead. You know, so it's like, so he said, yeah, but even Rav Chaim Stein, you know, in Cleveland, Zalguzon signed the Rosh Hashiva, he's still, he said, you know, by the Kahanim, they're crying. when he would do the avodah, there's a shiva with the way that he said there's a certain midas ayira, a certain midas ayira that, and he remembers the, you know, and that crying of the Rosh Hashiva by the Kahanim, that you felt like you were in the Beis HaMikdash. He said that 3 minute thing, he said that's something that, and he said now you don't have it anymore really with the new Rosh Hashiva, you don't, with the young Rosh Hashiva, you don't see it anymore, but the old Rosh Hashiva, there was like that, you know, that feeling of being in the Beis HaMikdash. So he said that he remembers how Rav Gifter, you said that you were saying that in Silver Spring there was a shiva there that he had the guys have just a little bit of some cookies and then they had to so he told me that they didn't eat at all. Rav Gifter had all the bachim get together after Yom Kippur. They didn't eat unless somebody got it wasn't well, but otherwise the guys were okay, the young guys, and to have a seder and learning. Right after Marv went like an hour or two after this man, and to have a seder in learning, to learn something from a sechta sukkah, a blot, and then they had a suda together. And Rav Gifter was a very emotional person, and singing and everything. And he said that the Rav Gifter, the whole talk was that the main thing is what's going to be the day after Yom Kippur. And unless you do something to take hold of Yom Kippur, something practical, something real, then in a day or two it just dissipates, and it's a nice memory. Wow, it was like a real, it's a gewaltige, we had like a high. But you have to have a person has to be makabel upon himself something. Whatever the Kabbalah is, it's a Kabbalah when it was something with davening, a Kabbalah something with Olam Lachaveh, or a Kabbalah something when it comes to Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas HaAinayim, something that a person has to try to make a Kabbalah. That's these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the Yetzer Hara comes and gets a person busy with mitzvahs, with schach, and with you know, different kinds of nuts and bolts and all that's of course that the Jews are Isaac and mitzvahs, but they're not to forget that the main thing is to take hold of it. It would be a nice thing, by the way, if you had his service, it would be a nice thing. Rabbi Kerlin has a tremendous love for the shul. It would be a nice thing if a couple of have you to give him a call, leave him a message to say that, you know, it gives him chizik. He has tremendous chizik. You should know that the first days he had problems with his leg, Rosh Hashanah. It was gefährlich. He didn't tell me, and I asked him 10 times, but I asked his wife. She said that he basically had to crawl home. Yeah. And then he had to get up the next day, and, you know, he was in terrible, terrible pain. Yeah, I asked him, it's great, I feel fine. But it was Mesirus Nefesh, and it's special. All right, let's learn. So let's try. Yeah, it was, I don't know who put it there. It was sitting on the. He knows how to learn.
What's his phone number?
Rabbi Kerlin?
Yeah.
No. I don't have it on me. I'll get it. He lives on Peach 9th Street in Farakwa.
Joshua.
See, I said to him, he's a perfect example, my brother-in-law. He thought it was beautiful. He was never exposed to it. And he's an open person. He just was never... He comes to almost everyone of our Malava Malkas because the children want to come. He comes. He's just, it's a whole new thing to him. And I knew his grandfather, Shalom. I knew that it was such, Baruch Hashem, he's a firm guy. But it was such year. I remember I was with his grandfather. I told you one of the stories about his grandfather. His grandfather is an Eluyisha person. He was a Roshiva in Montreal. He's an Eluyisha person. He lives in Yerushalayim for many years. So Shlaim, my brother Shlaim, my sister-in-law had an anniversary before the summer anniversary. So the grandfather, his father's well into the 90s, was all his own time. So he was by all the big people. He was known as, you know, Chavetz Chaim, Rebbe Chanan, and Reb Shimon. He was by what, Rebbe Yochum, by all of them. So just to give you, I'm standing there, and he didn't hold from this whole thing anniversary. He was making face the whole time, but it's an Irish guy. What's the Simcha Bechlal? What's the Indian? But he came along like begrudgingly. So he's standing over there, Rabbi Rabinovitz, Rabbi Motel. So I said, Rabbi, is it, you have mazel tov to Shlaim. So he looks at his son and he says, "You're probably thinking how little you accomplished in life." Son goes, he says, the emphasis is that you could have done much better. And he walked away. And I asked, but you know, it happens to literature. I said, you still put on tefillin? He said, that's the way it is. That's the certain thing. This is you had a good head. You just didn't accomplish it. It's a certain mahalach. It's me'ahava. It's hard to explain. It's a certain. I saw this by tzaddikim. It's just a certain mahalach.
No wonder why he came to Yom Kippur.
Yeah, it's a certain mahalach. But he's an unbelievable person as far as my children. When they go to Israel, I send them all there. They go. They spend a lot of time with him, and he talks to them. He's an unbelievable person. He's much rougher on his own. You know, a lot of us are.
Most of us.
Yeah. But it's a different world. The Minach Tichab Keni. Let's learn a mimer that connects Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Okay, so this is Rav Shimshon Pinkus, all of a shalom. V'yakav nasa sukkaisa. So you know that the three regalim are connected to the the office, and Pesach is Avraham Avinu, the beginning of Emuna. Yitzchak is Kabbalah of Torah, is Shavuos, and Yaakov Avinu is Sukkos. But by Yaakov Avinu it says Beferish in the pasuk. V'yakav nasa sukkaisa. It says Sukkos by Yaakov Avinu Beferish. Sukkos hu hemshech shel Yom Kippur. That's what we need to talk about. We need to learn that Sukkos is a hemshech. Igor, you need somebody? That Sukkos is a hemshech, is a continuation of Yom Kippur. Yesh lezeh remez b'chazal mimah shemuvah b'machzorim lefnei atkiyas divi hazor asher Yaakov nifter mi'esa v'charkach nosa sukkaisa. It says when we in the machzorim, there's a piece of zohar. They say it's by some chassidim, some svarim, there's a piece of zohar before the tkiyas. And in that piece of zohar, there it has the brachas with Yaakov and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav. And it says over there after Yaakov left Esav, it says V'Yaakov nasa sukkaisa. Yaakov nifta me Esav b'Yom Kippur. When did Yaakov separate? When did he go away from Esav? It was Yom Kippur. V'acharkach nasa l'sukkis. Isn't it interesting? On Yom Kippur, Yaakov went away from Esav, which is the Indian of throwing the Seir la'Azazel on Yom Kippur down the mountain. That's Esav. Esav is Ish Seir, right? Esav means the other side, the Sidra Achra. Esav, the Seir la'Azazel, is thrown down the mountain, and then Yaakov Avinu is, and afterwards Yaakov goes where? After he gets rid on Yom Kippur of Esav, so then he goes to Sukkos. V'chakech nosel l'sukkos. Kan maschila ha-sugya shel sukkos. This is where the sugya of sukkos begins. Yaakov getting rid of Esav. Yesh magal noisev shel shloshes haragolam, Pesach shvuos v'sukkos. Ach yesh gamis ha-magal bo anu oskim ke'esha bo sukkos hu ke-hemshech l'yom kippur. Of course, there's one hemshech, that's the hemshech of the three regalim. That's one series. But there's also a series of Yom Kippur and Sukkos. That's also a series. So that's what we're going to be learning about now. V'kadmonim mevua sh'Yom Kippur hu b'b'chinas smolo tachas l'roshi. We learned this in Chassidus, in the Maimah that we're learning on Monday. The pasuk in Shir Shirim, smolo tachas l'roshi v'yemino techapkeni, that Hashem's left hand is under my head, and His right hand arm embraces me. The left hand of Hashem always indicates din, right? The left is always din, and the right is always chesed. So Chazal have taught us that smolo tachas l'roshi, that Hashem's left hand is beneath my head, that is referring to Yom Kippur. V'ilu b'sukkos maschil zman shel v'yemino techapkeni. Sukkos is the beginning of Yemino Techavkeni, the right hand embracing. And that's why we learn Reb Leibler brings down from Reb Leibler brings from the Ariyat Kodesh, which I mentioned many times, that the sukkah is kosher because it has two walls and a tefach, right? So an embrace, when you hug someone, that's one wall, that's a second wall, and the hin is the tefach. That's the yamino techabkein. So the sukkah itself, the sukkah itself is shaped like an embrace. It's hugging a person. So that's called the yamino techabkein. The sukkah is maskless man, so the yamino techabkein is also meres. Ad Yom Kippur ha'avodah shalom ubegedah shal year. Until Yom Kippur, and including Yom Kippur, the main avodah is an avodah of year, Yom Noroim, of year, of awe, and of fear, of din. Ach b'yimei ha'sukis, maschil l'sugya shal ahav. With sukis begins the sugya of love, of ahav. Of yamina techapkenia, the right arm embracing. Milvad ha'muvan ha'poshet shel musagei yisod elu. Besides the simple pshat in these words, ahava, love, v'ir and fear, or awe, v'sonenu levayer lekarev es havanas hadvarim aleinu. I want to make this something which is clearer to people like us. Nevar ezos ba'ofen ma'asi. I want to do this in a very practical way. Which I think Rav Pinkus is mamash a gadol in that Indian of making something so clear and simple and practical. V'yetzei lanu chiddush gadol odos suras havodah shel sukkos, and we'll come out with a big chiddush to understand what exactly does Hashem want from us on sukkos. What are we supposed to be doing on sukkos? Luma suras havodah shel yom norim, in comparison to the tzura havodah which we just finished Shanim Kippur. Kasher Adam Bones Achayim Shalom, when a person is building his life, Yeshnam Shnei Ofanim Bavodas Hashem. There are two ways in Avodas Hashem. Ulahav the Bechol Shar Mitzvah, Yeshnam, and the Emerson, there are two ways, there are two approaches to every mitzvah, to everything, any career or any profession. There are two approaches. Nikach Ladugma Adam Harotz Elios Talmud Chacham. Okay, let's begin with a person who wants to be a Talmud Chacham. He can approach this in a professional way. If he does it in a professional way, in a very, very sunnitic way, he makes a cheshbon of how many hours he needs to, you know, what his exact schedule to. He wants to be, this is his goal. First, he has to set a goal. His goal is to be a Talmud Chacham, so he has to make a cheshbon. To figure out how many hours will he need, how many hours learning, how much time is needed for davening. Right, to have people like time management, I don't know what that is exactly, but I hear there's such a thing called time management, like the professionals that come into a firm, right, and they show you how to, and they could save a company fortunes of money by telling you how to use your time in a better way. The Talmud Chacham has a cheshbon of what should not be in the house, that would be a distraction, things that were going to cause problems with his career plans to be a Talmud Chacham. Next page. And he does everything in accordance to the specific regulations, the rules and schedule that he set for himself. Which is expected of a person who has stated his career goal of being a Talmud Chacham. However, there is another approach. There's an approach that's not a professional approach. It's an unprofessional approach. Without kavim, meaning specific schedules and bli klolim and specific rules. Ella in how in resicha shalahava, with what resicha means boiling, a boiling love, a fiery love, a resicha shalahava, like a shbaruch lutarasa, not a cold, calculated career decision of being a Talmud Chacham, but a fire of loving Hashem and Torah. Zehu adam habona kesher pnimi amokim kashbaruch. This is a person who is seeking to build and to develop a deep inner connection to Hashem. Adam kazeh zoyche lekesher makadosh baruch hu shehu bebchinas ayin leirasa elokim zulasecha. This person will develop a connection with Hashem which only Hashem knows, no person has seen, only Hashem. Gamba Ofen Harishon, the Gamba Ofen Hasheni, Adam Yisor Baboker, with both of these people, the career Talmud Chacham and the person who's on fire, both of these people will get up in the morning, Yispalel, Davin, Yelech Lakolo, go to Yeshiva, the Yilma Torah will learn. Ach Baofen Harishon, the first guy, HaKeshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kesher Kar, the relationship is one that is cold. Chaseira Ahave, and it's loveless, it's missing love. Vila Baofen Hasheni, but the second guy, Zel Kesher Cham, it's warm, Verosech, boiling. Shtei HaTzuras Hanal, Hein Dugmaos, L'marechas Shenivnes Ab Yom HaNarayim. L'umas HaMarechas She'aleinu Livnos B'sukkas. We can understand the difference between how we're approaching things Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and how we're approaching things, Sukkot. Maaser Yom Teshuva, during the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Maaser Yom Teshuva, Vaninu Kivyochol Ma'areches Miktzois in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when, of course, we understand that we really need both of these in our lives. The example that he gave before, it's very dangerous. You could have a Talmud Chacham that's on fire, but he can lose his schedule, and he can lose his Mizgeris, and he can go, God forbid, away from everything, right? So we really need both. So he says, when it comes to Aseres HaMetshuva, during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aseres HaMetshuva, we're building more of a career, professional, calculated connection to Hashem. Ma'arecha shel kavim uklalim, with rules and regulations and cutting things back, what we shouldn't have been doing, trying to get more in tune with the right thing. Yisagnu l'siha gadlus. We reach this high level. Zo ha'odam b'mlo kamaso haruchanis, a person. The way we felt the last night, at our highest point. Ach adayin hagadlus haruchanis hazos yicholu lios yivesha kamo etzem. All that was achieved during the Yom Lerayim can still be dry like a dry bone. Elish ha'odam sidir is atzmachach. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person accepted upon himself, and he has taken upon himself shehu yuchal lumod l'spal, a schedule and something which is like we spoke about before, something which is mesudah of learning and davening and so on. Zui hamarecha shenivnes sab yom hanarayim. That's really what we built during the Yom Nirayim. Hamareches she'aleinu livnos b'sukkos. But the ma'areches, what Hashem's Baruch wants us to focus on during Sukkot, he mareches shal ahavarosachas. Is a mareches is a way of Yiddishkeit which is ahavarosachas with fiery love. Shal ayelas ahavim v'yalas chayim, like two who are in love and see which brings out all of the chayim, the beauty and love, charm and grace. The Sukkot yotzim shayichus pnimis shorashis amakadosh baruch. On Sukkot, we try to create within ourselves a deep inner connection to Hashem. Mechinis taychay rotzuf ahava, like Shlomo Melech when he described the Beis Hamikdash, the Benos Yerushalayim, that the inner sanctuary is filled with love. Beretzoni l'saper sipur katan ma'aseh shehaya. I want to tell you a small story. Pam pagashti b'bocher. I met a bacher, and the barnu binyani hashkafid is barish a bacher zehu bno shel rofei gadol a professor mefursam shehu yehudi shemetayr. I was talking to a bacher who turns out that his father is a famous professor. Who's shememis from professor? Kavur misfar yamim kibalti mechtav mi aviv a professor who kosav li. I received a letter from his father, the professor, who wrote kvod harav pinkus im harambam hayakam hayom letchia. Now this is something which. This shtickle here is something which, in many circles would cause a great amount of grief. But if the Yom Kippur is still God's nomen, so we're all honest. So he says, he wrote a letter to the professor, and he said, Kvod HaRav Pinkus, and Rambam hayakam hayom l'tchiyah, if the Rambam would come back to life today, if he would get up from the dead, hayim hoyim akavim also liyaz ram b'chazi yeshivas hakadosh, it's a good question. Would the Rambam be accepted? Would the Rambam be qualified, not in terms of his learning, we understand, would he be qualified as somebody who would as somebody who would be a Rosh Hashiva in one of the yeshivas of Kedoshas. Right? Not in one of the yeshivas where they also have secular studies. And would he be qualified to be the Rosh Hashiva in Mir and Chaim Berlin? And, right? In one of the yeshivas? Would he be qualified? Or would he be puzzled up? There was one of the schools that, there's a whole thing, I tried to help with something, that there was a woman who's an unbelievably chosh of a woman that was a candidate to be the principal of a very beautiful Beis Yaakov someplace, and there were a group of parents that came to protest that they found out that 10 years ago she taught math in Queens College. So that was, she got axed from that. Because it's not a role model for the girls. So the question is, if the Rambam would come back to life, they wouldn't take him as a Mashiva, certainly not as a Yeshiva. That's what it sounds like, right? You would think that the Rambam, he's a doctor, who's Isaac in all kinds of sciences and medicine, but they wouldn't take him as a Mashiva. They would say, yeah, he knows how to learn, he's good head. Right? But they wouldn't take him as a Mashiva. And becomes the Rambam Machas Yeshivas Hakadoshes. Who Harei Asak Philosophia Berfur Uvamada Chloe. The Rambam was, as we know, was the greatest in his generation, even in Bechlal, in the whole world, in philosophy, in medicine, in science, and so on. Uvachein Maya Tshuva L'Shelis Professor. So Rav Pinkus is asking us, how does one answer? It's a good question. How does one answer the professor? So he says that Tshuva Amitis Hikach. This, I believe, is the answer. Harambam Kosei, the Rambam writes in his tshuvas, one of his tshuvas. Next page. Ach al pi shebeterem yivotzer bebeten hator yadati. The Rambam wrote, I remember when I first read this, it's very beautiful. There are many things about the Rambam that we don't know because they didn't teach us in the yeshivas. So we only saw one side of the Rambam. And that one side of the Rambam strikes us as being very, very cold, God forbid. That the intellectual, and there are people who model themselves after the Rambam as a way of saying, I have no emotions. They think that if everything is Rambam, that means we relate to Hashem only with the intellect. So the Rambam writes over here, even though before I was even formed in my mother's womb, I knew Torah. I was learning Torah. And before I left my mother's womb, I was sanctified by Hashem. Hashem prepared me in my mother's womb to spread the teaching of Torah, to teach Torah to Jews. From my mother's womb, I was prepared to teach Torah to Jews. V'hi ayelas ahavi, it is the love of my life. V'eishis nu'urai, and the wife of my youth. No? Doesn't sound like a Rambam Mishnah Torah, right? Asher be'ahavaz ha'shagisi mi'bechurai. And in that love, I was lovesick with her. In all the days of growing up, mi bachori, from my younger years. That's why they don't understand Rav Soloveitchik either. Rabbi Yosheva, they don't understand that. The people go around everything with the rabbis, the rav. And he said himself that they don't understand him at all. It's very similar, the way he spoke. So he says, and I was in this, in the love of Torah, that's from the time that I was a child. Listen how he writes. The truth of the matter is, he says, Harbe Noshim Nochrios Nasulatsaros. It's true that there are foreign women, other women. He compares the Torah to the wife of his youth. And he said, then there are other women that came into our relationship. There are other women that came in. Tsaros, of course, is the term in halacha when a man has two wives, right? They're called tsaros. I don't think that needs to be explained. That's the Gemara in Yevamah. It's like Yevamah's called tsaros. I mean, they hate each other. He's tsar v'yed. They despise each other. So the Rambam writes, look how he describes it. He says it's true Vafgamzos, there are other women that Nasulat Saras that were competing with the Torah in my life. They came in meaning to our relationship. Moavios, look how he writes. This is what he's talking about, Neath and science. Moavios, Ammonios, Sidonios, Adomios, Chitios. Right? I'll get to mention. Vashem is Baruch Yodea. And the Rambam, everybody knows the Rambam never, never ever wastes words, ever. Hashem is Baruch Yodea, ki lo nilkechu mitchila. The Baruch Shalom knows that I only related to these women. My relationship was completely platonic. That's what he's saying. Not like the guys in high school who said it's platonic. I mean, he means it. It was completely, completely platonic. I only took, this is a famous line, I only took these wisdoms, these women into my life, to be what? To be servants, cooks, and bakers. For what? For the sake of Torah. Not, God forbid, to marry. These women came into my life, meaning these wisdoms, came into my life, not for me to develop any kind of an emotional connection to them, but to simply be cooks, and maids, and servants. Laharos ha'amim v'hasarim es yafyah, so that I would be able to show all the nations and the ministers of the world, meaning the kings of the world, the beauty of Torah. Kitovas ma'arehi ad ha'od, because my true wife of my youth, the Torah, is exceedingly beautiful. Harambam timseis kanda milim k'tzaros, the Rambam summarized in short words, short v'kolos, very focused words, Es hashita shelo, his shita, his approach. B'meshu ha'osak b'chachmas chitzonius, to explain why was he Isaac, why was he involved in other chachmas. Divrei Rambam anal yidum u'mefursamim. These words of the Rambam are very well known. Achzorach lasim lev, but we must pay close attention. La'omek ha'mashal ha'niflashu omek, to the depth of the amazing mashal of this business with the wives and with the servants and cooks and bakers. Haramba mamshilas chokmas ha'chitzonius ka'adam sheyesh lo isha bebeiso. The Rambam compares secular wisdom to a man who's married, and he brings into the house shvachos, servants, girls that are servants, rakachos, cooks, ofos, and bakers. Hatarhi ha'isha, the Torah is the wife. Vachachmas heina rakachos v'ha'ofos, and all the other chachmas are servants, bakers and cooks. V'mishalosh al Rambam shehim shilas ha'Torah la'odom shemachzik shvachos v'beiso. In this moshul, where the Rambam compares to the chachmas, the Rambam compares the Torah to the person who has shvachos in his house. In what situation is a person able to have? Is he able to have shvachos, to have servants, maids in the house? Rak im yeshna yediya v'hakara brura she'elu hein moavios, ammonios, v'tzidonios. The Rambam went out of his way, he doesn't waste any words, when he described the women in the house, the servants, he described them as being foreign, the most foreign, Moavios, Ammonios, Adomios. In other words, no warm emotional attachment. Right? Anytime I get a phone call, I get at least five of these a year from wives who are upset that their husbands are in a workplace where they don't like the way the secretary speaks to the husband. They don't like it. Or a business partner. I had this conversation with somebody from Brooklyn. She didn't say her name, but she told me that there's this woman that's constantly calling, and it's a whole thing, and he goes into the room to talk to her. It's a business, you know, something from work. Goes into the room, then shuts the door and talks to her and says, "You don't have to talk about things." So she said, she mentioned something to him, and he got very angry, that you're crazy, what are you jealous, it's ridiculous, I have no feelings for her, and it's a purely a business thing. she doesn't know what to do because he made her feel very, very silly. On the other hand, she's going crazy. She's mamish losing her mind, she said, from this whole situation. And I asked if he'd be willing to speak, and I spoke to him. And, you know, I mamish gave it to him for an hour. He said, I have no connection. I said, it doesn't make a difference. If your wife's unhappy, then you can't do it. You have to, whatever it is, or you speak with her there, or you work someplace else. Whatever it is, you can't do that. You can't do that. Even though it's true, sometimes there'll be an irrational thing, but there were, without going into any details, there were enough reasons here to be nervous that there was something that was not 100% holy. There were enough reasons. So look how the Rambam says that there are Moavios, Ammonios, and Sidonios, these women. Hainu rakim ein margishim klapein shum regesh shelahava v'chiba klal. Jeff, you asked me how you're supposed to go back to work, right? That's what we're learning. You're not just for Jeff, you asked me, it's for everybody. This is how to go back to work. Okay? Where there's no feeling of love, of affection at all. Imhein avrob balos malocha bilvad means that they're hired professional people who are working for you. Mevashlos omenakos, they cook or they clean, v'su lo mide, nothing else at all. You don't become friends with the girl. You don't take, you know, your maid out for lunch. You don't ask her how are your parents. Of course you would say hello, have a nice day, zehu. But very, very professional.
Huh? I invite her to the kitchen department.
Ah.
Part of the family.
Yeah. That's a whole big schmooze about that in you. As Efshalach Zico's sons, he says that the Yom Yeshua is saying that there are people that the girls that work for them become part of their family. They invite them to simchas and they become a whole thing. Yeah. And they think that this is Derech Eretz and it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. I'm not talking, God forbid, about being unfriendly. Now, to be unfriendly to anybody who's created in Hashem's image, God forbid. And to always be Derech Eretz. Oz Efshalach Zico's son. Then you're allowed to have. And if ever there's a girl that crosses over that line in any way, then you're not allowed to have. V'hein gam yicholos lahavit to'elos. And then they can be very helpful. You can have the house and everything, and the balos malacha, good. Ach b'regesh amargishim shemaschila leikones afilu nekuda ktana shol regesh. You hear this? The second you feel that there's even the slightest, tiniest regesh of something warm or emotional, not just professional, tizrokosan. Out. Afilu shobayis yispakei pochos, even if the house is going to be less in order, the cooking, the cleaning, and so on. But Zetatzil as Habayis Shalcha, this is how you will save your house. Zu'i ha'nekuda sh'arabam omer, sh'ashem esbaruch, hu ha'yachol la'id alav. And the Rambam used such words. He said, the Rambam said that Hashem can testify. Anybody in our generation that could use those words, like the Rambam, and say that Hashem I could take as a witness. That's what the Rambam did. Hashem is Baruch Yodeh Kilo Nilkechu Mitchil El Yosan Lo Lirakochos Lo Tabochos Lo Ofos. That all of those wisdoms that I studied were to be servants, maids, so on. Umadu Be'emes Zakach. Why is that? Mishum Shirikshos Eilu Tlios Minitios Amukos Be'omek Halev. The Rambam, who understood the heart very deeply, he was had a great understanding of the psyche of the mind. He knew that emotions depend and can be affected by very deep, deep little nitiyas, inclinations that affect a person. Lachein haRambam omer sherak Hashem Yisbarach Yochol Ha'id. Only Hashem can testify. Shalom hu lo gila afilu shemetz dak shel chiva klapi achokmas achitzonis. The Rambam says, I can't prove this, but Hashem can testify that in the depths of my heart, in the depths of my heart, I never had the slightest tremor of anything. And I've said that to men in the office also. I said, when you'll have sometimes that they have to choose a secretary. So I said to him, and you know, your wife isn't... So I had this conversation with somebody a few years ago, that there were two people that were like the runner-ups. One of them, you know, for the job to be the receptionist, one of them was like a 23-year-old beauty queen, and the other one was like 60 years old, you know, grandmother. So the wife very much wanted the grandmother to get the job. So the husband tined it, and I was in this whole thing, the husband tined it, that the other one is more qualified. And like grandma's okay, she's okay. The other one is like, you know, she's more with it than this and that. So I said to him, like this, I said, if you could put your hand on a chumash and tell me that the only thing that you like about the 20-year-old is the extra 6 words a minute or something that she types or whatever. If you could swear on a chumash that's the only advantage she has over Bubby, she should get the job. He said, what are you saying? What are you implying? I said, you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not implying you. I'm implying your favor. I'm not making a secret about it. So Bubby got the job. And she's for Hashem fine. And your wife is able to be home and not to be thinking about these things and to be worried that when her husband comes home that she doesn't look good enough and that because she has to compete. So this is how the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the Baruch Shalom can testify that in the depths of my heart I had no emotional connection to any of the Chachmas. And the Torah, he says, is the love of my life. That's it. And I believe that of Rav Soloveitchik too. That's what all the little Talmidim love to go around saying that they want to be like the Rambam. It's a joke. It's mom's a joke.
So when you say that often he goes to law school,
no, I'm not going to get. I don't want to go into that. Let's not go there yet. Let's learn this kaseid. He's not. Rav Pinkus is not saying that. He's not going to write to the professor. You shouldn't be a professor. And Rav Pinkus understands. He's not against. He understands that the Jews take professions. It's a question of how one should have. What's the mindset?
But I know the story of a certain dude who's in law school and he's getting more geschmack out of law school, and his yeshiva learning is wondering why he really should be from.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. You don't know. That's exactly the problem. He's developing a warm, you know, he's leaving his wife.
My brother told me about this guy.
This happens kaseid. And people, professional people, that when they have free time and instead of every spare second sitting and learning and going to shiurim, so they're completely into it. Of course.
Question, why is he here from?
That's very extreme. This is a good way to prepare for work. That the Rambam says the Torah is the love of my life. That's it. I have one love in my life. Kach hi hatshuva l'shaylas haprofessor hanal. This is the answer to that professor, the father of the Bachar, who wrote to me, what would happen if the Rambam would the Rambam get a job nowadays as a Rosh Hashiva? Lu yitzuyi sheyecholnu lahachnis liyeshiva shel hayom astronomy, mathematica, refuah, v'shar chachmas. Let's say nowadays we would bring into the yeshivas astronomy, mathematics, medicine, the chachmas that the Rambam was studying. Mibli shafilo Bachar echad. Without even one bacher, and we would know. It's not because of the Rambam, because it was the bacherim. Without even one bacher, I feel a bacher echad yimashaych lekach. Without one bacher falling in love. Nobody's against. Nobody when they say the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon was a bucky in all science and medicine. The Vilna Gaon. Nobody says that there's anything wrong with that chachma. That's part of Hashem's world. That's of course the chachma itself isn't. The problem is falling in love. And whether you're prepared emotionally. Shafil Bokhar Yimashek Lakah, or you kabel mize gishmak. Right? Yesterday I said he has a gishmak. as ulai hayamakam l'shayla. Then the question would be a good question. Ah, hachshash hagadol hu. Of course, the great chshash. Shim yilmedu chachmas elu at a young age, right? When they're young, and they haven't yet developed an emotional attachment to Torah, and they're going to yeshiva. They're going to yeshiva where they have 40 minutes biology, 40 minutes chumash, 40 minutes this, and you know, back and forth. And not only that, but very often it's built up in those schools as being even more chashiv than the Torah, you know, getting into a certain thing, in Ivy League, and how you can look, and your whole life, and so on and so forth. And the Torah, they hear, yeah, it's that, and Shalachim, and Shalach, and Karl, and that. So, Shem Yilmadu Chachmas Elo Azai Olu, let's just finish this paragraph. Mime HaKalmidim Li Moshech Acharehen, Lachain, therefore, Mukrochim Lahotsia Zemehabayas. You have to be careful at a young age. Especially not to have competition in the house. The 20-year-old with the booby, the Torah is the booby. But the Torah is really beautiful too, it's just that the person doesn't see. Lord Divya Rama Malalu, Yacholam Allah, if we could add. Shli Idach Yisa, Alain Lihizahir Shah Torah Atzmaloti, Etzlanib Abchinis, Rakafis Vitabachos. On the other hand, let's look at it the other way. We have to be very, very careful. But what usually happens, what happens very often in these places, is that Fakir, the true love is English and math and science. And the Torah is like a servant. The Torah is like a nice thing, you know, to be like have a Jewish thing like this. About a little bit Judaism. The Torah is serving the purposes, the wife, God forbid, is secular. And the Torah is a maidservant. Yesh lefamim shechaye Torah atzman benuyim al kavim ukolim shadam mami latzma. Sometimes the life of Torah is built on rules and regulations that a person establishes for himself. Your entire relationship, this goes back to the beginning, your entire relationship to Yiddishkeit, to Torah, is cold. It's just professional. You know, you learn, you like to learn. But it's just, you don't have any emotional, they're like maids, they're servants. You don't have any deep love, you don't have any emotional attachment. Zuya sugya sukis. This is what we're going to continue with tomorrow. This is the sugya sukis. Lagili de ayelas ahav and vialas chenematurta, to be able to learn a way to fall in love with the Torah, to become in love with the Torah. That's what we're going to begin with Shema tomorrow.
So, right? I think this is saying, no, you would be with
you. The Rambam, if the Rambam could start a yeshiva and have a yeshiva, we can have those bachurim that are of his heart and his mind, would be the greatest yeshiva in the world.
Realistically, no.
The answer is no. But the Rambam, because the Rambam would be a Rosh Hashim, but the Rambam wouldn't teach any of those things. It would be a different curriculum. Would they accept him because of his past? Oh, we understand that now. These people would be able to deal with that. The fact that he has all of that, they couldn't deal with Rosh Soloveitchik. You know,